Thank you for pressing play as we give you the real talk about love, sex, and all the melanated matters in between. It's Real Talk, delivered on a Tuesday. But feel free to let it penetrate your ears anytime. I gotta speak that shit into existence because it's her Father God.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead with your intro.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for pressing play and tuning in. You are listening to Real Talk Tuesdays, soon to be Lies and Garbage, when we get this logo together, Jesus. Deep sigh. But anyway, welcome to Real Talk Tuesdays. My name is Ty Wanda. I'm one of your hosts. Across from me, I have the gorgeous Miss Asha Monet.
What's up, sissy?
What I do?
I see the leggings today.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You got on the shroom leggings today.
They are very shroomish.
Shroom. I don't even. You know what? If you don't get it, then you don't need to get it. So it's not for you. It's not for your friend.
That part. I got on the shroomish. You got on the Egyptian love over there.
I do with my noodles.
An instant lunch.
You see how it went? Like,
lunch.
Right. Instant lunch. It was retro, like back in the day.
I got you.
You know, that was the theme I was kind of, I'm just.
Saying. I got it. That's dope.
Try, you know. Hey, y'all. How are you guys doing? How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good today. Today's, well, on drop day, it would be July. Lord, it is not July.
Slow down.
June. Woo, let's try this again. Drop day is June 15th, 2021. So today I am doing pretty well. I've had a very productive day, including cooking dinner before 7 o'clock. Come on with it.
And then tell nobody, but go ahead.
Don't do that.
Well, go ahead.
I did not hear you ask me.
What to never.
I did not hear you.
Yes, you did.
Ask me.
You heard me clearly.
I did not.
Yes, I did not. Because you laughed when I said it. So now what you're telling me is that you listen to me, how Christopher be listening to me. You just say, aha, when you think you're supposed to laugh when you really are listening
to me. I
didn't
hear. I must have heard you incorrectly because I be hearing things sometimes.
No. Y'all just don't listen when I talk.
Lies and garbage.
Mm-mm.
Lies and garbage. But I cooked before 7. I got a lot accomplished today. So it's a good day.
Good day.
Especially for a Monday. Because Mondays be crazy.
Yes.
How you doing?
I love my Mondays. Mondays be great.
Well, of course you love your Mondays. That's your off day.
Sure is. I do what I want to do.
That's right. Somebody asked, can you do? No. I don't work on Monday.
Don't do it. I do what I want to do on Monday. What I want to do.
That's me on Sundays, I'm realizing. It's like Sundays, I'm like, I just don't feel like being bothered. I'm going to sit right here. Like, I told you I probably was going, I ain't moved my car yesterday. I put on clothes. That was it. I played The Sims.
Isn't it fun when you can just sit there and mindlessly do nothing?
I had to. My brain was hurting. My brain was hurting. My body was hurting. Everything. I was like, I'm just not. No.
Not today.
Not today. I don't have it today. Yeah. I think that's why I felt fresh and got up with the go today.
Yeah, I had to get up with the go today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Prepare.
Yeah. You leaving me again?
No. That's not how that goes. Okay. I'm leaving you with gifts. I'm going to just give you a really good hug on Wednesday night because we probably won't be friends anymore.
Are you keep setting me up for failure? First, it was the dog. That's why I'm a little worried.
So I gave instructions, Dad. And she still let the dog run. Now she got it.
I ain't never gonna let that dog live down me running down the street in my damn socks.
Hey, Zuri said, listen, they told you. Now, I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I was expected to do.
In my socks. I know, but that was comical. I wish.
But yes, we're heading on out for the Poppy's birthday. Yeah. And Daddy's Day.
Happy early birthday, Christopher. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there.
Coming up.
Yeah, Father's Day is when? Sunday?
It's Sunday.
Oh, I need to send my daddy a card tomorrow before I get there.
Yes, I need to do that.
Okay, I'll remind you in the morning. Yeah, I gotta go get a card.
I'm just saying, if you going, you could just scold me one.
I got you. Just give me a card.
Lord. But today I was just, you know, running around basically.
Yeah.
I've been trying to really stay on point because we already know how it is when I travel. My packing situation, so.
Yeah. Have you packed anything yet?
Define.
Have you
packing.
At least packed in your mind yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat. I did. That's as far as.
Well, for me, that's half the battle. If I can pack it in my mind, at least I know I am grabbing this, and I'm putting it in the bag. If I don't pack in my mind, and I don't pull anything out, ends up being throw shit in the bag and let's go.
But see, that's the thing, because my issue is always if I pack too soon, like how I feel right now, I might not feel like that when I get there and pull it out. And I'd be like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, that ain't even. So, and it's crazy, but that's literally why I wait to the last minute to pack, because I just.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm not committed. That's a hard commitment for me. I can commit to marriage, but when it comes to this suitcase, I can't commit. Okay, it's just not in the cards for me. Yeah. So I have to literally have ideas. I have some, you know, I've partially packed.
Cool.
Is the issue is that I have to pack and then unpack to repack.
Right,
and that's I think where I'm getting overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, don't get overwhelmed. Deep breath.
Because I got to pack Dayton clothes. And that's
you're going to have to pack her suitcase and hide it. She go take stuff out of it.
I'm like almost tempted like you. Like I'm literally like tempted to just be like, we're just going to throw her on the plane. And we'll buy her stuff when we get there. That's kind of how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that way. Yeah. So
can I pack the essentials?
Yeah. We're going to get these good guy draws.
Mm-hmm.
And this undershirt.
Right.
And whatever we wear on the plane.
That's stress.
And we'll buy you some stuff when we get there.
Right. Oh, you know, she'll be all about that anyway. She ain't going to
complain. Right. Shopping? Oh, psh. Let's roll, friends.
Like, she's going to be excited shopping? About that. Shopping? Yeah. I can't even clap.
And which, I mean, that's going to be what's probably going to happen anyway. Because, you know, my auntie, mom, and we haven't seen them. And
white balls, if you listen to this, should you not say
no, she doesn't.
Okay. Okay.
You will.
Why am I whispering? I don't
In her words, she is not computerized and you will not computerize her.
Okay.
So we don't ever have to worry about her. Listen.
Okay.
She won't hear this until I get there.
Okay.
And she'll
get
to hear it for the first time. But she said some shit today. Oh, my God.
What'd she say?
Okay. When I tell you, so the person who does my retiring, Nina, got to experience my conversation with my auntie mom and her husband. Everybody gets privileged to get into that convo. So, you know, I called her everybody's trying to get everything together for her party. Mm-hmm. So sorry to fill you guys in. Y'all probably like, what the hell are they talking about? How we just jump right here? So long story short, real quick, we're jumping out, going on vacation for Christopher's birthday, LA. Mm-hmm. Bam. Bam. Taking it back. Right when we come back, me and the kids mm-hmm. leave and go to Chicago for my auntie mom's birthday. Mm-hmm. And so she is off the chain. Her mouth is off the chain. And so we were talking. And, you know, so we were just having, because I was trying to figure out, okay, what, because one of my family members asked me what's her favorite color? And I'm like, okay, she really doesn't have a favorite color. Mm-hmm. Right? And so I called her, I said, what is your favorite color? And she was like, I was like, I know, but I mean, if we had to go, she was like, black and white. Okay, we're going to go black and white. We're going to throw some gold in there because right. we just can't go black and white, friend.
Right. That's too basic. We can't do right. that.
But hey, she was like, I don't care. Okay. So then I called her for it. So we're just talking. Girl, she started talking about her friend.
Uh-oh.
So she has this best friend. Mm-hmm. They've been friends for years. And she's like, yeah, you know, she a cougar. She Ooh. Like, I'm young, you Ooh. Know. But so we just having general conversation. Uh-huh. So she was like, yeah, you know, she like, I'm young. So she started telling me what her friend was saying. Mm-hmm. A friend talking about some, yeah, I can't be getting an old man like me. She said, I don't want no old man. His nut ain't even white oh. no more. I said, what? Hold the,
wait a minute. What? What?
I said, what? She said what? Talking about, I don't want, what I'm going to do with an old man. His nut is yellow. Talking about his semen ain't even white no more. I mean,
I wouldn't know. But
why are we looking? Now you gonna be now? But what was fucked up was like, oh, I gotta go home.
Like, define old, young. When does it?
I don't want to say you ain't shooting no old man nut up in me. It's yellow. Go stain her walls.
You know what? I'm done.
I'm weak.
Age group, though. They have no filter.
None. Baby, I had to get off the phone after that. I said, okay, well, I'm going to let you go.
I got to go.
I got shit to do today.
Oh, my God.
But now you done fucked me up. Because now I'm like, I need to hurry up and get my ass home. Come here.
Right. Come here. Flashlight.
Let me see something real quick. Go get the ices. Go get the ices. I gotta see something real quick. Oh, go get the Thai nights real quick.
Who thinks?
Girl.
How do you
He said, what am I doing with an old thing? You put that old nut up in me. So it ain't even white no more.
You know,
I mean, what other color would it be?
I'm just glad that
I'm talking about even taking all these blood pressure pills out of toxins.
You know what? I'm weak.
Toxins.
Toxins.
Oh God, baby, let me tell you. When I was so done, I said, I'm finna go. I'm gonna leave you and your best friend.
What did Nina say?
She just threw her hands up. Nina threw her hands up. She threw her hands up. And then we got the phone. She said, you know what? She said, that's where you get all your sass from right there. She said, She said, that was the best conversation I've ever heard in my entire life. I said, yeah, you know. If you are ever blessed with the experience of being a part of one of my conversations with my auntie, mom, and my uncle. Oh, honey. Oh, honey. It is definitely.
Is
but girl, when she said the nut ain't even white no more.
I can only imagine the people who just spit out their drinks when you started that story.
All I'm saying.
Because I'm going to listen back to this and forget that we said it. And I'm probably going to spit out whatever I'm drinking.
I said, did you just say?
make you clutch your imaginary pearls. Like, wait, what?
But mess would really upset me because now I'm really legit. Like, I'm taking my ass home. Like, Christopher, be ready.
I'm about to put this in one of the groups that I'm in. I gotta ask. I'm curious.
Does it change color? Did you get old?
Inquiring minds want to know.
Oh my God.
We'll have an answer next week.
I probably should have saved this story for our what's the scenario because it goes
along. Oh, it's gonna come back up. I ain't even worried about it.
Oh my God.
I ain't even worried.
Oh my God. But yeah, so but that's what we're planning on doing. So I'm super excited. So I'm trying to pack. So I'm literally trying to pack for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's what's what the situation is. And so but I'm excited. We're going to have a lot of fun. You know, of course, we're going to, it's going to be everybody else's, like, well, not technically not Christopher's first time in LA. We went, the day where we spent like the day there and then flew out the next day. But this is going to be like the first time, like really getting to really hang out and chill. And,
yeah. Y'all have any big plans yet?
Yeah. Nothing. Well, I shouldn't. It's not major to me. I don't think. But they want to. So we're gonna go to. We're gonna do Running Canyon, of course. That's a 4.5 mile hike.
That must have been something he wanted to do.
It's the Hollywood. That's where the Hollywood sign is.
Oh,
yeah. So, which is not far from where we are. So
I know the general location. I've been to LA at least 6 times. I've never gone for pleasure yet. One day.
Oh,
I've never gone for pleasure. Only work.
Yeah. I used to live there when I was a little younger. So I know it like that way. It was brief, you know, brief, but I have family in California. So my grandmother's out there and aunts and cousins and stuff like that out there. But yeah, so it's, but I am excited. I'm excited that he's excited.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
He's super excited.
Oh, that's dope.
And then we're going with, you know, with some family. So, yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. So it's his and E.
Yeah.
So E, his birthday is on Saturday. So they usually take a trip, like a boys trip, because they're both, their birthdays are in June. So...
that's dope.
But since COVID and they had some other stuff, that's how they ended up going to Boston.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So this one was just like, oh, let's do it. And then it was like, you want to invite them? Let's go. So, yeah. So we're doing that. We're going to do Runyon. Cool. We do Runyon Canyon like as soon as we get there. But we get there like dumb early Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah. Like dumb early. So we'll get there in time to get some breakfast, do what we need to do, drop our shit off, and then...
Yeah.
Head out for the hike.
Cool.
Which I don't think we're going to be doing anything after that. I'm going to go to sleep. And let's go get these Gaga tacos. Go back to this Airbnb.
Man. Right.
And we're going to go to sleep.
I'll never forget somebody told me, once you have Mexican food on the West Coast, you ain't never going to eat it the same when you go back. I went to San Diego. Of all places, and had Mexican food. Now I just be looking at it like...
Mm-hmm. That's where my grandmother is. San Diego. That's where my family is in San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah,
San Diego.
Yeah, but yeah, so... Yeah, so that's what we'll be doing. We're going to do that, you know. Just hit about different places. Probably we're going to go to the pier, Santa Monica Pier. And, you know.
Very cool.
Let him ride the Pacific Coast Highway. All that sense, you know, fun stuff.
Yeah.
So, which totally works for me because it's all water.
Right.
I'm totally cool. Let's go.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah, so it's fun. I'm excited. I'm excited because, like I said, he's super excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. And like I said, going home next week is going to be...
Yeah, I know. That's going to be fun, so much fun.
Because my family is hilarious.
So I have learned...
And when them sisters get together, girl, tears.
I'm sure.
So, yeah.
Just, you know, video chat me and just put the phone down so I can get you at all shenanigans going around. Like, He just put me on mute so mm-hmm. I can just laugh.
And Daylan, girls, Daylan. So Daylan doesn't know.
She doesn't.
Oh, heck no.
Yeah, because she'll ask you every day. So
first of all, she'll ask me every damn day. And then she'll be on the phone talking. Because she's telling everybody already that, yeah, so my daddy is leaving and Miss Ty is coming and my friend Talia, they're going to come and stay. I was like, first of all, I don't need you telling everybody my damn business. Like, what the hell? Every time a client come in and in, she want to, first of all, I don't need you. Okay.
I don't need to know all
welcome
that.
Committee. All I need you to do is say hi and head the, point them the direction that they need to go. That is it. I don't need you to fall into the room and the office with them and get to talking. And you just telling, oh my, I had to tell her that yesterday. I said, hey, tell your business, not my business. You talk about Boss Baby and Peppa Pig. Like, don't be telling my business. She's something else. So
she is.
So that's what's coming up. Yay. Yeah. So I'm don't know how present I'll be next week.
You're still gonna be recovering.
I'm like blah blah blah.
Jet lag.
I'm like,
else.
You said what, friend? Okay, we here. What is it, Liza? Not yet. Okay.
Oh man.
So that's what's up.
Cool.
That's
what's cool, up. Cool. So we do have we got a favorite TikTok for the week, an honorable mention, and then another TikTok we just need to discuss. So let's talk about the one to discuss first. Yo Governor was on the TikToks dancing.
I'm done, yeah.
With the pow, pow, pow,
pow. I'm so.
I said, no.
I looked so at it. I was like, this is not real. I said, Roy.
Right. I looked at it three times. I was like, that is.
But then you know what? As I said his name several times, I said, Roy. He one of us.
He gotta be.
Your mama named you Roy. His real name is Royce.
Is it?
I'm lying, girl.
But still.
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
Right. I don't think.
Roy Cooper?
I don't know a Cooper. A vanilla Roy.
I know
a chocolate one.
Exactly. That's what I said.
I know a few chocolate
ones. I was
up there.
I was like, really, Roy? Really, Roy? Okay.
If you can get us some tax credits for the entertainment industry, you're welcome to the cookout.
You can come to the cookout.
Sure.
You can. You got some potato salad.
Just don't bring nothing.
Don't bring nothing.
Don't bring nothing.
Don't bring nothing but some napkins.
We good. Bye. Favorite TikTok for the week and the honorable mention, which actually goes great with our What's the Scenario this week. So we go.
We're going to hold off on that one.
But make sure you check the socials for both of those because it'll be funny.
They are hilarious.
Oh, Lord. TikTok, man. TikTok.
I love it.
I do too.
I swear to God, I love TikTok.
I do too.
And I'm going to say it every show. So I don't care if it get on y'all nerves.
I know. I don't care. I love
every day I'm going to talk about the TikToks.
Tell me like, why my daughter goes, Mommy, can you not watch TikTok for a day? Are you obsessed with TikTok? Then why are you sending me TikToks every day?
That part. You get off of TikTok. If you weren't on TikTok, you wouldn't know I was on TikTok.
But she's so cute. She sent me, my child's so good. She sent me TikToks about God. That be most of hers. God loves you. Oh, your baby. But at least I know what her algorithm is like.
Thank God.
Right. That's what I get. Is those type God. Of things.
All right. Station identification. Use Magnum condoms.
If that's your size. If don't be trying to size. Do the most. Don't be trying to do the most and you know you can't fit in no matter.
You know if your ass is sitting over there.
With a toddler penis.
Vienna sausage.
Not a Vienna sausage.
You do not be going to get no damn man. No, it's not your ministry.
It is definitely not your ministry.
Not your ministry. There you go. That was your... You're welcome.
And there we have it.
Sorry, guys. We had to stop. because said person earlier was calling.
And was hilarious. She started off the phone hilarious.
Crazy. Said, what is my birthday limit? Whoa. Okay.
Oh, that's so funny. We talked her up, apparently.
We did. But what's funny is about that, because when I said earlier, I was just trying to play. I was like, well, what's your what you want for your birthday? I said, I'm looking at some. Well, you already bought me my birthday outfit. Right.
That's for the party. She don't
for
know.
For the party.
Right.
Right. So, of course. I'm like, yeah, but I'm looking at other stuff. Da, 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 da. So that's what triggered that call back.
Oh.
Because at first she was like, well, no, you don't have. I said, well, okay, I bought you that. So what?
Yeah.
Like that. I don't know. She does. She just gets. She so finally she'll just be like, "All right, forget it," because you ain't gonna listen to me anyway. No, I'm not. Can you just do what I told you to do? But it's funny because she was just like, "Oh no, no, no!" But then you called me back talking about what's right. my limit?
What's my limit? And what was it like? Four different colors she wanted.
What are you looking at? First of all, to be asking me what is your limit? First of all, let's start there.
What's my limit?
What is my limit? My goof ass goes up here and be like, well, you don't have a limit. Bitch, you're supposed to ask what you're looking at first before you said it. That was the whole conversation I was having on the inside after that came out my mouth. Like, the fuck? Why would you say that? So, so then you got to say, okay, you have a limit. Then you come with, well, I need some jeans. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, they like $40. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. So I'm going to need teal, summer blue, purple. Should I get the purple? Hey, go ahead, friend. Don't stop. You already three in. Let's throw in green. Like,
what about fuchsia while right. we're at it?
Well, we at it.
Oh, that was Father funny. God. Never a dull moment in Sasha Monet's life. I tell swear. You,
Kendall says it all the time. She said, your ass need a TV show. She said it all the time. She said, because people would not believe the shit that goes on.
They wouldn't. We I should really, do that one day. People, just record no, you for an entire day.
That would be when nothing happens. Everybody be like,
quiet.
Everybody be like, oh, shit, this shit boring as fuck. My life more entertaining than hers. But, yeah, but yeah, Kendall says all the time, she was like, I swear, she said, you can't make this shit up. You can't make it up. The stuff that happens in my home, like, you can't, and in my life, like, you can't make this shit up. Like, I just be sometimes be like, what?
Where did that even? Okay.
So, yes. Yeah.
Oh, that was great. That was a great sidebar.
So we're back, guys.
So we're back.
Sorry, we had to take a phone call.
So let's talk about some Black culture and yes. how it relates
let's
to
get into
us.
It.
Let's start off with the good first. Amazing. Miss Teyana Taylor.
Okay.
So she made, first of all, she's on the cover of Maxim. Mm. And she was rated the number one of the hot 100 women of influence.
Yes.
Oh, hit the clap button. What about clap button?
I know my buttons.
Oh, we love Teyana Taylor. So
do we?
Congrats. She is dope. She is dope. Her that husband's she is. Dope. They just dope.
He cool. Mm-hmm.
But. And you know what's funny? I've been secretly following her since she was on, like, what was this? My Sweet 16?
Girl.
Or something. Whatever show that was. And I was like, that young girl, she's got a lot of talent. And she's, like, hilarious. Like, you could see, like, so much personality at 16. I'm like, oh, man, wait till she get older.
And now she older.
Ooh, and gorgeous.
Father God.
And see, y'all wonder why I be working out so much. I'm trying to. Well, I ain't never looked like
so,
Teyana
but
Taylor,
did you?
But
so the story behind that, that whole thing, which I thought was great, and it was funny because when you hear her talk about it, and like you follow her TikToks or in her Twitter and stuff like that, and then they were talking about it on the Read as well, the Read podcast, which is hilarious. Kit Fury and them are hilarious. And what she was talking about, like, the shoot itself, mm-hmm. like, she showed up literally in, like, a cut-up, like, the cover, what she's on, like, mm-hmm. the cut-up white wife beater mm-hmm. and the army shorts. Mm-hmm. Like, that was her coming to the photo shoot. And the photographer was, like, a big-name photographer, was like, don't even change.
Oh.
Okay, I want to get on a level. I'm that fucking fine.
I know, that's right.
I didn't roll out the bed. I didn't just drop the kids off. She had the braids, her braids plaited back because mm-hmm. she was like, she didn't know what they were going to do to hair, probably put a wig or, right. you know, like something like that. No, they was like, no, keep all that, bitch. What ocean is she swimming in?
Right.
What, I just what, can't.
Water, everything. I need to know.
Everything.
I need to know.
What are you drinking? What thread count do you sleep on? I need to know it all, okay?
What like, do you say in your meditation?
What are you saying? When you talking to your ancestors? Because, girl.
I need to know.
Do you understand? Baby. Let me tell you something. That girl fine as fuck.
She is.
Period.
She is.
Like, fine as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Just.
She like, I would be mad at, we out somewhere and I'd be like, Christopher, you better look at her ass. The fuck is wrong with you? Matter of fact. Get your
ass. Go say, ah, damn it, send a drink or some shit.
No, I wouldn't disrespect her husband like that. But anyways, but no, I'm just saying. But you know, but no, she is. She's so underrated. She was so underrated for a long time. And I'm glad to see her.
We talked about that.
We did.
Or twice mm-hmm. before about yep. how underrated she is for yeah. no reason. She's for no reason. So talented.
Because she did. It's a reason.
Well, it's a reason.
It's a reason.
But it's not a good reason.
You know, but guess what? It don't matter.
Nope.
It don't matter.
It don't matter.
But yeah. So.
That's dope. So congratulations.
All right. See you on the trailer. Yes, girl.
Now to the indifferent. And of course, this would have to happen in our damn city. Excuse me. So Lotta Plantation had a, oh, I should pull this up so I can read this dumb mess.
This is the dumbest.
So apparently he thought
negative memories.
They thought, and I felt like you was probably going to feel real indifferent about that one. But again, me being from the South, I'm used to this type of stuff.
No.
I ain't saying it's right. I ain't saying it's wrong. I'm just saying I understand it. I'm used to it. I grew up in the South my entire life. You know, South Carolina, Georgia. I was in one of the... Do you know how deep-rooted the racism is in the Augusta, Georgia area? Mm. In North Augusta, South Carolina? Because I am not from Augusta, Georgia. Don't get into it.
Oh, God, please don't get into it, sick guys.
Okay, so there is this park. And what upsets me... is the hue of the person that created this, right? So with this park, they were going to do a Juneteenth celebration, and they sent out this. Okay, y'all ready? It says, "Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Come out to historic Lotta Plantation for a one-night event Saturday, June 19, 2021. You will hear stories from the massa." It says Massa himself, who is now living in the woods. Federal troops, Yankees, have him on the run, and his former bondsmen have occupied his home and are now living high on the hog. Hear how they feel about being freed men. The overseer is now out of a job. What will he do now that he has no one to oversee from can't see to can't see? What? Oh, whatever. White refugees have been displaced and have a story to tell as well. Confederate soldiers who will be heading home, express their feelings about the downfall of the Confederacy. Now, this was a reservation-only guided experience that was $25 per person. The person that created this event, his name is Ian Campbell. And unfortunately, he shares about my hue, which pisses me off. Yeah, they have since retracted the event due to safety concerns.
Really?
Mm. But apparently this is not the first time, because in 2009, this same individual was a presenter for Waxhaw Elementary School tour of the site discussing slavery, and he selected three students to portray field hands out of 60 mostly white students. All were black.
What's his name?
Ian Campbell.
Ian. What Ian looked like? Because I didn't see what Ian looked like. Oh.
What, you know what I need to find right now?
Hold on. Ian the Sunken Place.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold the hell on.
He's a MAGA?
Got one even better. Hold. Hold.
Nah. Mm-mm. Stop. You made me cuss.
Hold on. Un momento, por favor. Where you go? When I see him, I know it's going to come out. Let me see. Let me see if I'm going to hear a song.
No relation. I want to sing y'all a brand new song I just wrote called Don't Trust Them New Niggas Over There. Sing along if you know the words.
If you know the words. I'm done, yo.
Leaving a nigga essence in the air.
Essence.
Napping his niggas with the fingers on the trigger. Don't trust them new niggas over there.
Done.
Uncle Ruckus. I mean, Ian Campbell. That's who he reminds me of.
Yes.
Uncle Ruckus. I have an uncle that's like an Uncle Ruckus.
Too. Really?
Girl. Me and my cousin was just talking about him the other day because we just realized that we weren't friends on Facebook no more. And I was trying to figure out how it happened. She said, probably when I was deleting Uncle Mark's ass. I got this uncle as dark as this microphone stand.
Mm-hmm.
Navy veteran, retired Navy, E6, not even high ranking. Mm-hmm. Loves NASCAR, loves Trump, anti-gay. All about MAGA. And is outspoken about it. Now, here's what's funny. Your oldest son married a white woman. Your youngest son is gay. Help me understand how anything that you stand for makes sense. But he used to get on my Facebook page, and if anybody said anything about a Democrat or a gay person, he'd go, I said, don't do that on my page.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me about him. Because yeah, he was like, I had to tell a family member mm-hmm. that they had to get off my stuff.
Because people who genuinely like me and roll for me, they roll hard. And I had people, I can't remember what the hell he said, but I had people messaging me and calling me like, Ty.
I said, whoa. Wait a minute, y'all.
Hold on. So I had to tell him, hey. Whatever your belief is, however you feel about whatever, don't put that's dude on your page. Don't come up. We have rainbows and unicorns over here. Don't disturb my unicorns and rainbows. You gonna make me cuss you out respectfully now.
Mm-mm.
Shit. So I hate because I almost unfriended him completely, which was difficult not to do, but difficult to do at the same time. So, but yeah, he's an Uncle Ruckus too.
Mm.
But yeah, here we are.
Well, they took it down, so yeah. It's been canceled.
due to safety concerns.
Due to safety concerns, really.
And what trips me out, and I really didn't realize it until I was just reading it, so this was supposed to be a Juneteenth event. Why are we focused on what was happening with the vanilla people?
I'm just done. Like, first of all, the moment it said Massa, I tapped out.
Right.
I tapped out. I was like, no.
Crazy.
No. Like, ain't nothing more to read.
Right. And we learned about this from TikTok, by the way. There was a lady who posted a TikTok reading it. And so I was like, oh, no, let me go research.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you got to be kidding me.
It's funny because we used to, when we first moved here, mm-hmm. we used to live literally right around the corner from there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of it until now.
Yeah, it's like Mount Holly, Huntersville Road area.
Okay.
It's over that way.
So was it a former plantation for real?
Or I don't.
Is it that just what they call it?
I don't know that part. I don't know that part. I just know about, I know there's trails over there. Like it's a park, but I don't know if it was it used to be an actual plantation.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I do know we had places like that. That was actually a field trip. See, I know this, like if y'all could see her face right now, we legit did a field trip to an old plantation site.
You know, that was a Southern thing. Cause I believe Christopher's, did Christopher say that they went on that field trip?
Probably or something. Did.
What the hell?
She said, "What the hell?" Like that's normal. Like you didn't go to the plantation site. Ours was the one we went to. It was going to Toy Silver Bluff, so it's like 20 minutes away. And it was like they kept a lot of things intact, so it was really interesting. But yeah,
I don't. I don't understand why anybody would want to even go there to a plantation.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. And this is like, it just drew me crazy. I remember the first time that I drove with Christopher to where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving, and I was like, is that cotton? Like, that was my, like, legit first time.
Seeing a cotton field.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, so,
is that?
Like, I was really, like, so, I was just
wow. It's rooted down there in Eastern North
and
Carolina?
Yeah, so it was seeing that made me, the feelings that I felt, I couldn't imagine, like, it's hard for me to put it in words. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's hard to put it in words because it's so hard to, I don't know. I have just with everything that from the situation that happened with me, and it's hard for me now to even really articulate how I feel.
Yeah.
I understand. Even more so when it comes to stuff, to like these type of things and, you know, hearing this type of stuff. And it was just like, and then you hear like, you know, they have like these plantations and go fits. And it's like, why the fuck would you want to even, why? First of all, the blood that has been shed on that land, baby, I'm good.
I was just getting ready to say, like, I actually.
Because you don't know. You don't know who. And I said, you got to do some back, you know, research because you don't know who your ancestors are. And a lot of black folks be walking around here talking about, my family was slaves and your family was a part of the oppression. They was causing the oppression. And that was something that we had to learn. We found that out about us. Like, our family members weren't actually slaves. They was the oppressors.
Oh, wow.
And so it was like, oh, okay. So, you know, we found out that, you know, that we did have some slaves. But still at the end, you know, it was like we had where, you know, our ancestry falls there. So I don't want to step on this thing because you don't know. That could be the land where your family did something. And now that spirit has found you and like, hey, let's roll. That's what you get. Come over here and that's with your ass and you done carried it back to your home and you trying to figure out what the fuck's going on in your house. Shit's falling down. Stuff's breaking. Like, you know, but just that, like, the heaviness. I felt, like I said, so many emotions I felt the first time I actually saw the like cotton. I was just like, he's lying. Like, that's not true. Yeah. Almost to the point I was like, ooh, I think I want to get out. No, I don't want to get out. I want to get out? Do I really want to? Like, you know, it was a lot for me. And it still is. Like, I still be like,
wow. I think now it would be different setting foot on the plantation. But I'm a history girl. I love history. Mm-hmm. And I love trying to understand what my ancestors went through. So, like, they had to pull. There's an African-American museum in African-American history in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
My goddaddy had to pull me out of it because I was reading everything, like taking forever. And I'm just imagining, like, I just want to understand. So I would like to take Talia to one, just because, also because she's watched Roots so many times, and like some parts of it doesn't seem real to her, but she knows it existed.
I can't even watch those movies all the way through. Like, I've never seen 12 Years of a Slave. I've never completely gotten all the way through Roots.
Mm-hmm.
I got through Rosewood, and that movie just really fucked with me.
Yeah.
And I got through Rosewood, I think, because I actually had a surgery, so I couldn't go anywhere. So I had to watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I got through,
Rosewood.
Rosewood, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I got through that. But it's, but when it comes to history, though, I love the history, really researching, you know, finding mm-hmm. out and all that stuff. Like, really, truly seeing and going, taking it even further back to knowing that, no, our history didn't start with slavery.
Right, right.
You know,
had a rich history before that.
Yeah. So I haven't. It's hard for me to watch those types of movies because the reason why is because I would see the stuff and I'm like, okay, if this seems bad with what you're showing, I know it was 100 times worse.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's how I was seeing it that way mm-hmm. versus how it was being shown,
right.
I guess. I was like, okay, you just did that. You just cut his foot off. I just know it was way worse than, you know, right. It looks insane and oh my God here, but I know
right.
it was worse. And so that's the mindset that I operate on. It's like, okay, I can't function.
Yeah. We watch it. Well, first of all, let me backtrack. Joe and I used to watch Roots and Roots to Next Generation every year. Mm-hmm. Like every February, we were going to watch the whole thing. I introduced Talia to it last year after the George Floyd thing, and she was trying to understand things. And I use it as a teachable moment. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I cry. I'm an empath. I cry over every damn thing. But I cried a lot, but I wanted her to understand, like, now you see why I'm always telling you to strive for excellence in everything that you do. You see what your ancestors went through just for you to be able to go to this good school, you know, just for you to do this and to do that. And you want to act up? We're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that. And I feel like to some degree, that's where our culture has gotten lost because we forget not where we came from, because we came from more than slavery.
Right.
But it's almost like we've glossed over that part. We don't remember what the oppression was like. We don't remember what it was like when, you know, we had to use separate bathrooms and we had to have our own separate banks and hospitals and everything else. Now, some of that was a great thing for us, but still just that thick oppression, like I feel like we forgot about it, and that's kind of why
we forgot about it. I think it's more so you're just brainwashed to think that everything is okay.
I can see that. Because it's not. It's deep rooted. I don't feel like our country is ever going to get over racism, you know, mm-hmm. and I can say as a person of color and a veteran, I get very conflicted a lot mm-hmm. because, you know, I've told people a lot of times, like, although I fought for this country, I worked even as a civilian for this country for many years, had a top secret security clearance and everything else. If I get pulled over tomorrow, I'm just another black woman driving a car.
That part. And that's the thing. That's what's fucked up, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you then gave, you know, your life. You dedicated your life for this mm-hmm. for a country that don't give a shit about you.
Period. And don't qualify for nothing. Mm. I'm just like, I don't even understand how this works.
How? You know? Right. But
that's crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
Speaking of racism, that leads me into another topic that just popped up, really, because I don't know how I forgot about it. So Tally and I saw this movie over the weekend because, you know, she's a musical girl. If it's a musical, she's trying to be there. So she had been sending me this video clip for the last 2 weeks. I ain't look at it. It's like, Mommy, I want to go see this when they come out. I wasn't looking at it. I knew it was a musical, so I wasn't worried. But I literally walked into this movie theater not knowing what the hell is
not what you was going. I was just like, we're going, yeah, like that.
Right, go. And she's all excited. Oh, we're going to see Into the Heights, and the Heights, and the Heights. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, okay. Right. So when I tell you, so I cried.
You wasn't mentally prepared.
I was
not
mentally prepared. I cried this entire damn movie, and let me tell you why. I have never in my lifetime seen on main screen, on a big screen, that many brown people as the main characters with the big budget. Mm-hmm. So the writer is Latino. The director is Asian. First of all, that was mind-blowing in itself.
In itself.
I was like, wait, John Chu? What? And then I was like, oh, well, this is going to be a good movie because he did step up too. And I know how good that looked anyway. Not just saying that because I was in it. It was pretty good. Anyway.
Okay.
But I knew his style because of it, you know. But it was beautiful. And I felt like, although I didn't grow up in New York, I didn't grow up around a lot of Latinos because I grew up in North Augusta. We ain't had that. I'm just being honest. But I loved seeing... I felt like they showed so much rich culture. Mm-hmm. I love seeing all of the different hues in the movie. I love they talked about immigrants and how things affect them legally because they're not citizens. I love that they name dropped all of the Latino women with government and music. I mean, it was another black lady behind me. It was funny because we were both crying at the same time and going, yeah, I set the screen at the same time. Because I thought it was so dope, and I'd never seen that in my lifetime.
Wow.
But I just read that they're under fire because they felt like it wasn't a heavy enough Afro-Latina presence, which I know that's been an issue before. But I'm just like, yo, the fact that I'm so conflicted. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about it.
I can understand because it's not a lot of Afro-Latina representation out there at all. And it's kind of like you get shuffled in the middle, like either you're Latina or you're black. And it's when you do have, like, say you have the Afro, like Afro-Latina is just really, or being an Afro-Latino is just now coming, like, awareness. People are beginning to be more aware of it. And I haven't seen it, so I can't speak on it and say, well, I understand why they're saying that. I don't, because I haven't seen the seen the film. But I can understand.
Okay.
If I have to see it, but just going based off of just now and during these times, like, you don't see a lot of representation of an Afro-Latina or an Afro-Latino. Like, you just don't.
And that's what they said. They wish they were some more darker.
Either you look full blown, lighter skin Latino, or, you know, never. And the thing is, you take your ass over to Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, everything, you gonna have people blacker than your Uncle Rufus.
That's true, though.
Okay.
That's true. That's the thing that people don't realize. I went down a rabbit hole once researching because I didn't know. And I cannot remember her name, but she was on some reality TV show and she said something about being Afro-Latina, and somebody was like, I don't know what that means. I can't even remember what show that was. So then she went on to explain it. I was like, that's interesting. So I go to the Google and I'm reading the research. I was like, I guess when you're not exposed to certain things, you don't think about it. You know, I didn't think about it, but, it was something to think about, slightly disheartening, because it's like, I get it, but it's like, we got to take baby steps, because this ain't This ain't not baby steps, but.
But see, okay, because I was just going to say that when you say that, you have to take baby steps. So it's as little, like that sounds almost like, well, okay, we're going to get to representing you. We just got to take baby steps. Like white people saying,
yeah, well,
I understand you're black and you need, like, you can't say that.
When I,
you can't
okay, say, so let me clarify. Let me clarify. When I say, I don't necessarily mean baby steps. But what I am saying is that the entertainment industry we know is primarily Jewish ran and it can be extremely whitewashed. I, for one, was surprised that they let this become a movie. That's why I say that. Mm. Because when you think about our stuff, anything with any person of color, unless you got a Tyler Perry budget, or Tyler Perry's doing, we don't get that. Our stuff isn't mainstream. So I wasn't just saying like, I'm saying people of color in general is not something often that we see. For me, being the entertainment person that I am, for it to go out to movie theaters and HBO Max was shocking. I was like, wait, what? When I finally realized what the movie was, I was like, oh, this is big. Like, this is a big, bold statement. So what, me knowing the entertainment industry, this is the same type of experiment they did with Black Panther. With Black Panther, it was, okay, you know what? Black people don't have money. They don't go out to go see stuff. So we don't know if this is going to be a thing or not. And that's why I told everybody, go see the damn movie. Don't bootleg it. Right. Go see it twice if you can, because if this movie flops, we ain't going to get no more. Period. You know, it was almost not saying that Empire was a great movie or show or it wasn't. It was the same thing with Empire. Y'all, we just now getting opportunities. It's like, we got to support it and see what happens. Because if we don't, you know, they're going to say, oh, they don't have no power. They don't have no money. They're not spending their money there. So why would we show?
We're going to invest there.
Right. So I'm not saying baby steps like, oh, you just got to take what you get. Just saying that I know how the industry works as far as they're thinking the people, the brown people that they're showing don't have the money to go see the movie or have HBO Max. So it could more than likely flop. Does that make sense?
Not really, but
the entertainment industry is shady. That's why I studied.
Well, that I know that I know I'm naive to the industry like that, but it's just like I said, I can't speak on The Heights because I haven't seen it yet, but I can understand the statement, and probably if somebody is saying it, then it probably is true, just because you don't have the Afro-Latino community really represented.
Right.
It's like either you're going to get this end of the spectrum where that you get a Latina or a Latino that looks more white per se. Mm-hmm. And then that's either, okay, that's what we're going to go with. Mm. And it doesn't matter. Like that person, you know, and it's just, oh, they're just Latin. You don't put together that they're Afro-Latina, like, you know, so it's, like I said, you don't, the acknowledgement and truly understand, like, and saying, okay, no, you know, we do have, you know, Afro-Latina, just like, you know, you got Afro-Asians, you got Afro, you know, Blasian or whatever they want to call themselves.
Right.
And you have that. So I think though that when, with that, people just want to be acknowledged. Like, don't, you know, and when I say people want to be acknowledged, what I mean by that is that don't just look at me and because my skin is this tone, you just automatically assume this is what I am.
Gotcha.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You see me, okay, so I'm not just black. Mm-hmm. Or if you see me, no, I'm not just Latina. Or if you, like, no, I'm not just Asian or I'm not just, no, like, and it's, I'm saying all of those because it's so quick that the industry tries to push you still favoring toward the side that really truly pushes away the melanin. Mm. I guess that's what I'm trying to get
that
at.
That makes sense.
So now it's a point of like, no, you don't try to have me act like that's not a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Latina, but I'm also African as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That makes
and,
sense.
And so if there is a movie that's done, mm-hmm. then why aren't you showing all aspects of gotcha. Us? Just like in Black Panther, or, you know, like show all aspects of us. Every mm-hmm. black person ain't dark skinned with kinky hair. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Every Latina is not straight hair or curly hair and tiny waist. And that's not show all. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe that's maybe what that person was saying, that, yeah, you had the heights. Yeah, it was representing, but it wasn't representing mm-hmm. all ethnicities or whatever within the Latin community.
Mm. I get that. I think the disconnect is people like me who really, the only Afro-Latina I really know probably is you. Like, I wouldn't know the difference.
Gotcha.
You get what, does mm-hmm. that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like, it might and then it might not. It depends on spectrum you're on. But it's like, I wouldn't have known the difference. Me, I just looked at it, oh, you got all these Latino people, this is so beautiful. You know,
right? But you know what?
Somebody I guess was missing.
The way for it to work is like, say, for instance, like we went and it was a movie about the Black community, like, why did my brain just go? But like during Black Wall Street, mm-hmm. right? So let's say they did a movie about Black Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And you went to watch it, right? Mm-hmm. And every Black person in that mug, they was Black. Mm-hmm. But they was damn near white. Mm-hmm. Light skin. You don't see not one person that even halfway look like you. Mm-hmm. They light skin with wavy hair or got the, you know, curls for days. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't see not a dark skinned person. You don't see a light skinned person with kinky hair. Mm-hmm. You don't see a dark skinned person. You would be like, okay, you're like, oh, but it was so great to see so many of us up there mm-hmm. on the screen, da 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 da. And then, well, you got people like my husband sitting over there with, you know, his old chocolate Hershey self. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I don't see nobody in this motherfucker that look like me.
Right. That makes sense. That's a good way to put it.
The way.
Gotcha.
That statement is made when they're talking about the heights.
Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense. But I can relate to that because I used to feel like for a long time, the only women that a lot of men found like super attractive were mixed women.
Yeah, because they're exotic and mm-hmm. that's what, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's why I would get so irritated when videos would come out and I'd be like, why they got a light skinned girl? They'd be like, you light skinned, shut up, man.
That's not the point.
Like, here you go saying, okay, you cute.
That's like that, oh, you cute for a dark, or you beautiful for a dark skin.
Oh, my God. I can't stand that.
I cannot stand it.
I can't stand that. And you know what statement I can't stand is good hair and bad hair.
Right.
I'm that person. I can't stand that statement, especially as somebody who does locks and does people's hair. Don't ever. Mm-mm. Like, all hair is good hair if you take care of it.
Right.
You know, so
that, oh, and you pretty for a big girl, that one too. Cause I used to hear that a lot at one point. Like, what does size have to do with beauty? Like, stupid.
You ugly for a human. All right. Like, no, that's somebody's sister. Like, ugly for a
human. I'm deceased.
What the hell? I'm somebody else's.
Oh, that's so ignorant. That's like the perfect. I gotta write that down. Are you ugly for a human?
How you gonna say something? Like, oh, you pretty for a big girl? Fuck your ugly ass out here. Just saying.
Oh, on that though, let's go over to the rising.
I need to get my chakras back in line because I just cut somebody out.
This is what happens over here. We cuss you out and then we go help bless you.
And then we go bless you.
So let's talk about the root chakra so you can get yourself together so you don't say no dumb stuff like that and be called ugly for a human, okay?
So as we introduced you guys into the rising minute or the rising time, last week. Basically, it's just we're inviting you guys into our spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. That we are taking. We talked about how we meditate, how we've been doing the meditating challenge, mm-hmm. and now it has continued on. And so, mm-hmm. what we are doing, we have been doing to be up Wednesday, right? Yeah, Wednesday. We'll be mm-hmm. on the full week. And so, that this full week of meditation was done on the root chakra. Mm-hmm. And our root chakra, the color for our root chakra is red. Mm-hmm. And there's several beautiful stones, but it is located, like say, in your spine. Oh, I want to say like your butt crack. I don't want to say that.
Think of the base.
The base of your spine.
The base above your badonkadonk.
Yes, the base above your donk donk, the donk donk donk. So that is your root chakra. And so we've been like, truly, that's what our meditation has been on. So I just kind of want to talk about it. See if you guys, talk about the meditations that we've been doing and healing that root chakra. And that is the first chakra. So during my time of meditation and, just really researching root chakra, mm-hmm. Finding out like what stones are good with that. So when I do my meditation now, since we have been doing for the week, mm-hmm. I have been pulling circled around me are the perfect stones and stuff that are for. So like we have jasper, we have tourmaline, we have garnet, we have hematite, and those are all like almost all a red hue. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I set those around me. But I recently found out, which, because I do light my incense, and you know, we have our singing bowl now, which is awesome. And we'll talk more into that. But, when in doing this and light my incense, I found that in my incense, it gave an explanation and chant.
That's dope.
And I didn't realize that. And mm-hmm. I don't know. I gotta say, I don't know how I found it, because I'm sure my ancestors like, girl, why? Let me help you. And so I happened to open it, and I was just like, oh. And then reading through it, it was explaining everything, and I meant to take a picture so I could read it today and totally forgot. So here I am. But anyways, I remember what the chant is. And so that chant, and it was so sweet because Daylan loves it. Aww. And I think we freaked my husband out yesterday.
Sorry, Christopher.
During dinner. But yeah, so the chant that you can do, like right before you go into your meditation, it goes Om Angarkai Namaha. And so you start with a rhythm. And so as you start, say it slow. And the more comfortable you get with saying it, you speed it up. And if you are new to meditating and new to chanting, you can also get mala beads. Mm-hmm. And so what it tells me, so now what I do before I light my actual incense, so this is a chant you want to say before you light your root chakra mm-hmm. incense. And you say this chant, and they say it 19 times. Well, you can mm-hmm. use your mala beads to keep track of your chants. Mm-hmm. And so you say it 19 times, and then it's the chant basically is just saying you're just being grateful for abundance, and you're being grateful for fortune, and just you feel fortunate, you feel, you know, rich, you feel like whole and complete. It's just it's so amazing, and I appreciate just this time, like I said, it gets more, and I promise I'll do better next week. I realized when I walked out, and then we got here and we started talking, I was like, oh shit, I was supposed to take a picture of that. But I will do better, and we will definitely, I'll have more of a detailed explanation of our sacral chakra, because we will be starting our sacral meditation on Thursday. So how are we going to do that? I'm going to do it after y'all, because I will be on the West Coast. But our chants will still go out at 5:15. And so we are still doing 5:30, mm-hmm. which has been dope. Yeah. I think that the other thing is, it's really exciting because
I love the fact that the girls are really like diving into, and it like really means something to them.
Yeah.
And I told you, girl, Daylan was on gong. Christopher was like, I know y'all. He's like, I'm just
trying to enjoy my food.
I am just trying to eat crab legs. And you was over here. I don't know if your stomach's in the devil.
Oh, for the record, she did research these chants to make sure we were not contacting the devil and right. his people.
Because I'm not. I looked at that. I said, Google, let's talk about this.
No, I ain't going to lie. I got to say something real ignorant. So you saying that chant, and I was like, yep, see, this sounds beautiful when you say it because you can roll your tongue.
Well,
I can't. So it's going to sound completely different when I say it. I already know.
Well, no, because honestly, like once you get in the rhythm of it, it doesn't. Come on now, we ain't talking to you. I'm sorry, y'all. Google was trying to jump in the conversation. The syndicate. All day. But no, actually, as you saying it slow, mm-hmm. yeah, you almost like literally catch every syllable, mm-hmm. but it speeds up.
Okay.
And so if you're starting off like, gar. And you're doing that gar gai namaha. But as you speed it up, anganga gai gai namaha, anganga gai gai namaha. So you don't even get the roll the faster that you when you start going and slowing down. So don't go in. So you go in and defeat it.
I'm not defeated. I'm just being goofy.
Nah, don't go and defeat it. But it's so funny though, because you're right. But because Daylan be like, it's so funny. But she's like, I'm going to get this. She is such me and her daddy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I can totally see that.
If me and Christopher were one.
That's who y'all would be.
It's Daylan.
That's it.
Like dead ass. And I say that, it's like, y'all like, oh, well, of course. Yeah, I made her.
Right.
But she is just, you know how you have one child, your children is more like the other.
Uh-huh.
And Daylan, who, Father God. That girl.
She's a perfect mix.
Just Christopher's where, but now he's like, no, it's all you. I told him, no, them two. Them two. They belong to you. And Christopher and Dawson so much alike, they get on each other's nerve.
I can see that.
Like they both, and the thing is that they both cancers, but it's like Dawson is, you know, he's at Cancer Leo.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Dawson be like in his feelings, but then at the same time be like, bitch, please, you know? Right. And Christopher is, he's just, he, and Dawson and stuff, Dawson, like, there's so much, I can't, like, they just so much
alike.
They
just so much alike. I can see.
There's so much alike that they get so, I'm like, that's all you right there.
Oh, that's yours.
I mean, all the way down to the procrastinating. And he fusses at his child. He fusses, Dawson, da da da. And I'm just looking at him like, I know you fucking lying. You are the king of procrastination. And so I just be like, okay.
My business. With my pen.
I just be like, just okay. Now, Daylan. Bless her heart. Because when I say the perfect mix of me and Christopher, when it comes to like her competitiveness mm-hmm. and athleticism and just the girl is, and her focus, like mm-hmm. she want to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And she going to play with you. Mm-hmm. She's like, nope, let's do it again. Mm-hmm. Nope, let's keep going. Like my child say, can we play the spelling game? Ooh, who's your who? What? Why do you want to learn right now? Let's take a nap. Like,
well, yeah, because she was tired trying to speak Spanish and kept getting it wrong and kept trying.
Friend, you sleepy. Just let it go. But she doesn't. But then at the same time, and so like when it comes to that now, and when it comes now, determination, mm-hmm. That's both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And now when it comes to getting her money, because Dawson owes her some money.
Uh-oh.
Girl, that junk was so funny. Dawson needed some money. Christopher didn't have cash, so you're going to have to get it from Daylan.
Uh-oh.
Dawson went to class. We picked Dawson up. Dawson wasn't in the car, good, closed the door.
So you
I'm gonna need you to run me my coins.
So you took my money. So when you gonna when you supposed to be giving me my money back? And, but then I was like, you know what? It's her money,
right?
So I can't say nothing. It's like Daylan, he gonna. And then I was like, you know what? I'm removed out of the whole situation because I didn't tell him he could take your money. So that was your daddy. So
y'all deal with that.
I'm looking. Yeah, where is her money? And when is she gonna get it back?
And you better make sure she get every penny back.
Every penny back. Now you got a job, sir. Run her money. But yes. So yes. So that's what it was. Like I said, that's our rising planet. And so, like I said, next week we'll be talking about Chakra.
Yeah, this is exciting. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying even a little person that bears my resemblance who gets up at 5:20 with me.
It's crazy.
And meditates.
Yeah, Daylan, I need that. I know I'm selfish, but I need that one for myself.
Well, she ain't, you know, we've been having these long ones. She ain't hanging. She was like, at 15 minutes, she's like, Mommy, this is taking a million years and I'm falling asleep. Can I please go to bed? I said, go ahead.
Just go ahead. Right. It's okay.
Like, you looking at 15 minutes. I'm proud.
Right.
Like, just go ahead.
No, I need that one for myself. I'm like, I need some time just for me.
Yeah.
And so I will get up. And I'll either, you know, sometimes if it's a late one, late out, then I stay late upstairs because I can't move.
Yeah.
Because the moment I move, that girl's like a bloodhound. And I'm just like, I just need this time to myself. So I'll do that at 5:31. And then when she gets up, we'll do it. And then we do it right before she goes to bed.
Oh, that's dope.
At night. Yeah. So I found some really cool ones for the kids where it's like a little just 5-minute sleep meditation that they do. It's a guided meditation and it's actually a child that's doing the talking and doing the guided meditation. So it's pretty cool. And she loves it.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So she'd be excited about it. And then she get her singing bowl.
Very cool.
Ciao.
Yeah, Tally's excited to work on the singing bowl.
But she Daylan ain't ever grateful because she's like, well, why yours bigger than mine? First
you know
of all,
what, ma'am,
you couldn't even hold it in your hand. Jesus. Then she's looking at my meditation pillow. Where's mine? First of all. Then she looking at, I mean, she's looking at my altar now. She's like, well, what is that? That's my gratitude book. That's I write my three things I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. Well, what about me? I said, what about you? Well, what about me? Like, why can't I want to write things down. I said, well, go get you a notebook and write it down. I said, I'm meditating on my pillow today. And then she could say, well, why didn't you say so? You could have had first.
Ma'am.
You know what? You messing up my energy. You are lowering my vibration already. Oh, it's so funny. It is. It's great. I love
that's
it.
Great.
I love it.
So moving on.
Yes.
We got to go into our Twerk Tuesday.
Okay.
We got a brand new song.
Y'all already know, yo. Y'all know when Megan dropped the beat. Okay.
She's been playing this song nonstop. And then listen, the song came out when? Monday? Tuesday?
Friday, first of all.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So it came out on Friday. I walked into the studio on Saturday. Let me show you this new routine to what? You know, it's a new, it just came out yesterday.
Yes, because it's the beat line. You know, Lil Juke made it. Hey. That's my shit.
So we got a new twerk song for this week.
That's that thought shit.
It's thought
that's
shit.
That's that thought shit. I love it. Like everything.
The routine is cute. First so if you in the Charlotte area and you want to come on learn it, you got to come on to twerk at Innoviva Fitness.
Yes. But she just spit so many amazing bars.
Yeah.
Like.
I saw a meme about Megan. I said, ooh, Sasha be ready to cuss everybody out over this.
What'd they say? They said
Megan had made the same song 32 times.
Well, if the beat lie, you know Lil Juke made it.
Well, I tell you, I died laughing. I think it's in the audio blurs group that I'm in. I was like, that is funny.
But anyways, y'all go listen to that thought sheet.
Yeah.
Megan. It's hot, though. Mm-hmm. I can't play it because they might get us.
You can play like 10 seconds of it.
Oh, 10 seconds.
Go okay. ahead.
And if the beat live, you know Lil' Ju made it. Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh. She wants me a pig, finna make me a profit. Hey. When a liquor hit, then a bitch get toxic. Why the fuck you in the club and it's...
What? Okay, I'm sorry. See?
See, we can be spiritual and ratchet.
Bless it. Blast, 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 blast.
It reminds me of a TikTok I saw. I think it was the Green Witch. Her TikToks are so funny because yes, she always funny. Has her higher self, her higher self, her ancestor, and somebody else. But she was twerking with her ancestors. It was so funny. Okay. She's like, hey, this is how we can be. We meditate like okay. this. I was dying.
Turn that junk on right first time. Ooh, okay, got my thoughts clear. Let's go.
Right. Right. So, for our main topic, which goes right into this.
Thing. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
So, the scenario this week, what we got?
Are you a swallower or a spitter? Die.
Oh, you asked me? Oh.
Well, no, I was asking Lisa that's sitting right there next to you.
Well, both of them, it depends on the nature of the relationship. If it's my man, I'm swallowing.
Like all the time?
Most of the time. If that's what he want. I don't mind swallowing.
I mean, I guess if it ain't old nut and it's still white, it's okay.
Now, speaking of which, so we had a party this weekend. I promise this is I'm going this just like it was too perfect to not mention it right now. A party I did this past weekend. We have everyone come up with an alter ego slash stripper name, whichever one they want to prefer to themselves as. Oh, this one party we had, they was all telling on themselves. Their name was, we had Aswala. That is how she said it. And I was like, wait, oh, she was the mother of the bride. We had Deep Throat. And we had my personal favorite. And I told her I was going to steal it and give her credit. So thank you. Throat Goat 3000.
Totally done. But I don't know, because I don't think those topped the one that I had.
Oh, well, yours is just stupid. Like, you didn't understand the assignment.
I maybe too well. Because everybody was doing great. Like, we had cream pie. You know, we had midnight candy.
Okay.
You know, it was the last two, though. Them two, I was like, And they were like, yeah. So I was really thrown off because the girl, she was like, Octopussy. I was like, first of all, you too young to even know that James Bond movie. And I said, did you see? I said, Octopussy. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Girl, got to the, girl, straight ballerina-esque body. Okay. Would move flawlessly. And I can, and what's going to be your alter ego name, babe? She's like, anal. I said, oh, fuck. What? I was not ready.
I was like that with Aswala. We was like, me and G looked at each other like, did she
just?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. And it just took me so much because she like 12. And I was like, oh. And I said, you know, let me tell you something. I don't clutch my pearls. And I was so taken. I said, anal.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It was telling on it.
Was,
Oh my God.
Everybody was telling themselves
Saturday. Everybody.
It's just.
But that Goat Throat 3000 though? That,
I'm
yeah, you can have it because you play flute. I ain't never done that. So. Woo. Yeah. So for you, mm-hmm. it's. Okay, let me just tell you, I don't like nut at all.
Well, see, I also have restrictions.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
I don't
like it. And I don't care how many pineapples, peaches, plums you eat.
But see, that makes a difference, though.
It doesn't matter.
I had an ex that had, he slipped around and had McDonald's. I said, I'm not. For a whole month, it's got to get out your system. I don't want it.
I don't want it, period. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you ate spinach. I don't care if you ate pineapples. I don't care if you fucking ate pot pies.
It just cannot taste like battery acid. Like, and that means that you...
It doesn't taste good,
your
period.
Your balance is off.
It doesn't taste good, period.
Well...
And it smells. It's disgusting.
It smells?
No, sperm has a smell.
It does have a smell.
It has a smell. Just like we have a, mm-hmm. this, I don't like the way it fucking smells. And now I suck a dick. Oh, my husband's dick gets sucked. Okay. Let's not, I'm sorry.
Kick your ass. Like, really, Sasha? I had nothing to do with that. I'm sorry, bro. I had nothing to do with that. Like, she was so serious about it, too. If y'all want to see her face. Like, I be doing that
shit.
Wait,
I don't, but first of all, because I don't want nobody to get excited and be like, oh, I can go suck this in the dick. And no, bitch, I handled it well. Okay? Italian ice and all. So, sit the fuck down. Don't get excited. But anyways, I just prefer to not have the semen's. Anywhere near my face or mouth.
Yeah. Well, like I said, that's a we in a committed relationship.
Well, I should say I don't want to swallow it. I don't want it, period. But I mean, I don't mind it. You know, a little mustache. That's fine.
I don't like that. That I don't like. I don't want it on my face. Don't put it on my face.
Isn't it supposed to be like good protein or something for your skin?
Then let me swallow it.
I'm sorry.
And actually, I
shut up. Nope. Oh no, no ma'am, no ma'am, no ma'am. What you not finna do? No, you are not about to make me gag the fuck on. No,
it's not gonna. Shut up. It's not gonna I don't want. No, nope, nope. It's something that I say.
No, no. Continue without that. Next.
You can't thank them for the protein? It's just been so long because I've been single for
shut
so
up.
45 minutes. So I don't remember what it's like anymore, but I used
shut
to
shut up.
Thank you for the protein. But no more. Because I'm single.
It's okay.
One day. Boy, when if I ever get married again, that's going to be one lucky something. Because, anyway.
Right. I'm like, come back to the light, Carolyn. Come back to the light.
Ooh, okay, I'm sorry.
I wasn't trying to snatch you out too soon. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to let you chill. But I need you to come back.
I mean, good. See, I've been meditating and hydrating and I'm mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. No, yeah, I don't know. Like, I've just.
I don't like it on my face, though.
I'm all about pleasing my husband.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I enjoy it. And that was the thing. Like, it doesn't mean that. And I don't want that to get. That's why I said what I said, because I wanted to get it twisted. I mm-hmm. like sucking his dick.
Right.
I just prefer you to not want me to swallow. Because I guess I try to wonder, like, so what do you get out of that? Me swallowing.
I think of it like the same thing that guys get when they swallow.
What?
What do you mean? What?
I don't like. Well, why? I mean, why are guys so much were. Like? Guys, like, oh my God, she's like, they want you to swallow. Why? What is it doing for you?
Maybe it's a
measles. It's out. Just you. I didn't got it out you. Why do I fucking need to swallow it? Like, is that something you feel accomplished because somebody swallowed your shit? I'm just trying to understand. Why is it such like a big deal for dudes, for a girl to swallow?
To drown or swallow?
I don't tell you. I don't. Oh. My shit don't shoot out. Not like that. Just because you over there. Everybody. All I'm saying is, I don't understand what makes the big deal. Why do you? Why? Like you can? You want a nut in my mouth, or you want a nut on my face? Okay. Why do I need to swallow it though? I don't understand why I need to swallow it.
Let me put it on my face. We go fight.
Like I just feel like that's an ego thing. Because I mean, once you start busting it, like why I gotta stop?
But they get. I what? Do know they do
it just makes
get
overly sensitive, and then you want to put somebody.
That takes all the fun out of it if you stop, though.
I'm not stopping.
It's a different. It changes the sensation, though. So if you if you going at it, they swallow. You swallow, and you keep going.
I can keep going and not swallow. You don't know.
True.
Yeah. No, first of all, what you're not gonna say is true. Like you had to think about it. Like I do it all the time. Okay. Right.
I just don't, because if it get on my face, I'm done.
And it's like, what
if it get all over everything?
So you don't care if it get on your face, but it can go all in your intestines.
It's protein. I'm done. and again, that's a. We engage, we marry privilege. That ain't just, oh, we dating for 2 months and I'm not doing that. Mm-mm.
So are you a gagger too?
Yes. Until I get the point of feeling like I'm going to throw up, I'm good, which takes me a minute. But I remember to use No Mean Spray and you can kind of like numb the back of your throat. A little bit. So you don't. Gives you like. Helps your gag reflex.
It doesn't work for mine. My gag reflex is so funny. And we've had this conversation before.
Mm-hmm.
Like my gag reflex is very sensitive.
Mm.
Which I don't understand. Like. I don't understand. I was about to say something. There's a certain person in my family, okay?
Your whole tone changed, though.
There is a certain person mm-hmm. in my family mm-hmm. who has, like, no gag reflex.
Mm.
I'm like, you don't even know what to do with that for real. Like, why you get that talent?
I wish.
And I just, like, but... That's the other reason why I don't like to swallow. Because mm-hmm. immediately, girl, you should see me taking sea moss. I'd be like, mmm. When I tell you, girl, be a dangler, I'd be like, you ready, dangler? Okay. Take it. Drink the juice. Chug it. I remember the first time I was doing sea moss gel, and I was like,
mm-mm. No, I had to put it in some tea and whip it, let it sit.
And that looked like some young semen, not no old semen.
It don't bother me. And then I know how to circular breathe thanks to my years of being a professional flutist.
Look at you.
So I know how to breathe, and that should be dying, but I'm actually breathing.
Mm.
And I enjoy it.
Mm.
Damn, I hate being single sometimes. I really do.
I gotta learn how to circular breathe. That's a new one.
Yeah.
What is that?
So circular breathing, when you're playing the flute and you're playing it could be more than a flute, any wind instrument, right? You have to keep constantly blowing air. So you can't breathe out your mouth.
French horn. I don't remember nothing about no circular breathing.
They don't teach you French for real. Oh, okay. See, this is something I ain't learned until like 10th, 11th grade because I was in all-state band stuff. This is my life. But you got to learn how to breathe and blow out your nose and not out your mouth. So if you ever pay attention to me, I'm not a mouth breather. I'm usually breathing out of my nose. Most people do the opposite. So it's like I can control my wind control with my mouth, breathing out of my nose at the same time. So it's like a circle effect of the
We're gonna do a lesson going in and out.
Yeah, it's very helpful. Let's just say I have never, ever, 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 ever had a complaint about that. Actually, quite the opposite.
See?
There's some benefits to being the band geek. Y'all be sleeping on us,
that's
man.
That's why they do be sleeping
on the band geeks. They be sleeping on the band geeks. They just don't even know.
Just don't know. Y'all be going at them cheerleaders. They ass can't do shit.
Right. We know how to breathe. We got wind control, support, and everything else. How to use our diaphragm.
How to gulla, gulla, gulla.
Girl. The GoPro 3000.
I'm done. Yep. So, on that note.
Watch my mama go listen to this episode. She ain't listened to an episode in like 3 weeks. Watch she go choose today.
Yes. We outside.
Like, oh. She could be clutching all her pearls.
What in the world? I think you definitely should do what you said, what you sent me, though. To your mother.
I can't remember which one I sent you. I'm going to ask you.
About the demons. I think that'd be great.
Oh, man.
You lovely people.
All right, lovely people.
We going to get up out of here.
All right. It's been fun.
Because I got the fucking bag.
And I'm actually got my shit together today. I cooked already, cleaned up already.
You gonna cook your ass when... You know what?
And that's why I feel the shade. I'm questioning everything. You kept cooking. Every time I come over here, you'll never fucking cook. I cooked today. She come in with Panera.
Right, because every time I fucking come over, you don't never fucking cook.
Because I don't. I'll be tired. I got
to. And I specifically said it to you today.
I ain't hear it. Yeah. I ain't hear that.
Are we not going through it again? No need. No need. It's okay.
I actually cooked. My baby wanted spaghetti today, so we cooked.
It looked delicious.
It was delicious. Yeah. You can take some home if you want to.
It's okay.
All right, people, y'all. Be safe.
Y'all.
Keep it sexy.
Keep it sexy.
And we'll see y'all next week. Let us know if you got some scenarios.
That you would like us to discuss.
That you would like us to discuss.
Because we got tons. We got tons, but we be trying to, you know, make sure that y'all hear stuff that y'all want to hear.
Yeah.
So get back with us.
Let us know.
Let us know.
All the information's in the show notes, socials, all of
them. Ty be doing good on them show notes. Y'all need to read them.
Thank you.
I read them. I was like, oh,
links and stuff.
I was like, oh, we look official. Now, if we could just get a motherfucker to sit up here and get our logo and shit right, we'll be fine.
Right. We're going to be against you.
What the hell? Getting angry.
No anger.
Okay, guys. Sorry. We're not going out and ring it out. Yes. Yes. Okay, y'all have a good evening.
Be safe. Be sexy out there and swallow.
Oh, no. Spit. Moisturize your face and keep it moving. Okay? We're stopping. Stop it! Don't you say nothing!
Well, damn, that was some real talk. Thank you for allowing us to penetrate your ears as we deliver the real talk about all the melanated matters of love, sex, and all that other shit. Make sure to follow us on all social media platforms. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Real Talk Tuesdays, that's with a Z, and Twitter, Real Talk Tuesdays, T-U-E-Z. And also www.realtalktuesdays.com. keep it sexy out there.